Welcome, KXEI Community Media. This is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit with our friends from the University of Arizona, and I talk to them about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Kayla Reddy. Welcome, Kayla.
Hi, Bridget. Thank you for having me.
What do you do at the U of A?
I'm majoring in ecology and evolutionary biology. I'm an undergrad junior, so I'm almost done. Along the way, I picked up a minor in marine science.
Are you doing any lab work?
I work with fruit flies and parasitic wasps.
What's the difference between a regular wasp and a parasitic wasp?
When we think of wasps, we're thinking of these big old massive guys with stingers, but our parasitic wasps are tiny. I think the smallest insect in the world is a parasitic wasp. Their whole way of reproducing is they find another insect and they stick their eggs in the baby flies and they grow up that way.
Okay, what?
I know, it's so crazy. The wasp mom comes along and goes, hey, that's a perfect environment for my egg. And she sticks her stinger into the fly larva, pumps an egg in there, and then the fly larva goes about its normal life until the baby wasp inside says, okay, I'm ready, and comes out like that scene in Alien. And
it just emerges and then is just like, hello, my honey.
Yeah. And it's a really cool process. I specifically work with how the environment infects their dynamic. There's a bunch of chemicals naturally around in the environment, and one of those is acetic acid, which is vinegar. Can't say a whole lot on our results, but we have found that if there's a bunch of acetic acid around and there's just fly larvae in there having a good time, the wasps do not like it. And it physically harms them. But for the flies, it's mainly okay. So it seems like if there's wasps around and you don't want to have eggs put in you, acetic acid is a pretty good place to be. So we are thinking that flies laying their eggs in acetic acid is a defense.
How scientifically would you be able to deduce their motive?
We've had a bunch of experiments running. We gave flies a choice of where to lay their eggs, and we put wasps in there to give them a little incentive. And we found that if it was just flies around, no wasps, the flies didn't really care where they laid. They laid in either no acetic acid or really small amounts. But if wasps were around, they jumped over to these petri dishes with really high amounts of acetic acid. And we're like, these are where my eggs are going to be. We can kind of see, based on how their behavior changes when wasps are around, whether they know that acetic acid can help them or not.
Kayla, what is the significance of this information?
Just a greater understanding of ecology and how these two different organisms interact with each other. We're always trying to learn in science. Oftentimes there's maggots, there's flies that can be harmful in agriculture. Managing a natural ecosystem, you want to be aware of the natural processes and interactions that go between this parasitoid and this prey.
What do you think you'll do after you graduate?
I'm planning to go get a master's degree in a similar field as to what I'm doing now, either ecology or conservation biology. And then I'm planning to pursue a career in some sort of science communication. I really like teaching kids, maybe being a museum docent or a park naturalist. Doing that in association with some research, I think, would be lovely.
Do you ever listen to music?
I've really been listening to a lot of the artist Aurora lately. I'm a big fan of her. And I recently discovered a band called Bowerbirds, which also has a very nice folksy rhythm to it.
That's perfect. Oh, Kayla, thank you so much for coming to KXEI and taking the time today.
Thank you for having me. This was so cool.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXEI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.